on the connection between supermassive black hole and galaxy growth in the Ryanization epoch, by Junyao Li et al. The correlation between the mass of supermassive black holes, SMBHs, MBH, and their host galaxies, M-star, in the Ryanization epoch provides valuable constraints on their early growth. High redshift quasars typically have a MBH, M-star ratio significantly elevated in comparison to the local value. However, the degree to which this apparent offset is driven by observational biases is unclear for the most distant quasars. To address this issue, we model the sample selection and measurement biases for a compilation of 20 quasars at Z approximately 6 with host properties based on ALMA observations. We find that the observed distribution of quasars in the MBH, M-star plane can be reproduced by assuming that the underlying SMBH population at Z approximately 6 follows the relationship in the local universe. However, a positive or even a negative evolution in MBH, M-star can also explain the data, depending on whether the intrinsic scatter evolves and the strength of various systematic uncertainties. To break these degeneracies, an improvement in the accuracy of mass measurements and an expansion of the current sample to lower MBH limits are needed. Furthermore, assuming a radiative efficiency of 0.1 and quasar duty cycles estimated from the active SMBH fraction, significant outliers in MBH, M-star tend to move toward the local relation given their instantaneous BH growth rate and star formation rate. This may provide evidence for a self-regulated SMBH galaxy covolution scenario that is in place at Z approximately 6, with AGN feedback being a possible driver. This was On the Connection Between Supermassive Black Hole and Galaxy Growth in the Ryanization Epoch, by Junyao Li et al.